it's all intended to be upgrades to security across campus. They've got things like night classes that they're going to cluster together and closer parking for starters.
But there's no question there is massive turmoil. And there's been huge turmoil at the University of Utah regarding safety. And it all stemmed from the Lauren McCluskey murder. Yeah. The police chief is out. Whether he was forced out or retired on his own, it's up for debate. The detective assigned Lauren's case left the department. The University of Utah police spokesperson just left. I wonder, does this really make our campus safer? Because right now, we have an acting police chief, but we don't have the police chief.
One of the new rules that they're implementing that makes me question whether the campus, particularly the dorms, will be any safer, is this rule. And as a mom, it concerns me that they list this as one of the safety improvements. Reporting guests who are staying in the dorms, they have to now register by 9 o'clock at night when they visit. They have to give a name, a date of birth. There's that close-up photo. I don't know if that's a selfie or if they take it on a computer. And they can only stay for 3 consecutive nights, no more than 10 nights per semester. I don't like it. I don't know how they're going to guarantee me that somebody who doesn't have a criminal background is staying in the dorm. Why do they need to stay there at all?
So you're saying that this is too lenient. You should just say
zero
nobody.
Tolerance. Yeah. Hey, you don't pay, you don't stay.
I like it.
You don't pay for the dorms. You're not a paying student. You don't stay. Let's get live with Michelle Ballantyne, who's the co-chair of the Presidential Task Force of Campus Safety at the University of Utah. She's live now on the line with us. Welcome to the Dave and Dejanovic Show, Michelle.
Thanks very much.
So can you at all address my mom's fears about this dorm policy that's supposed to make the dorms safer?
Well, I think this policy is, you know, intended to increase the monitoring of overnight guests in our housing. And, you know, we certainly appreciate any feedback from parents or students that would like to see additional changes. We really would like to listen and be responsive to the needs of our campus community.
One of the things I would imagine is very difficult is you're trying to balance this campus experience with safety. So dropping the hammer and not letting kids bring friends into the dorms or sleepovers, I could imagine would perhaps force kids off campus. Is that what you're trying to do, is find this balancing act between the college experience, the campus experience, and safety?
You know, I do think that's right. And we also have Annemarie Barnes here, who is our ASUU student president this year. And I think she'd be a great person to address that question.
Yeah, hi, I'm Annemarie. I'd love to address that question. From the folks that I know who are living on campus this year, they've expressed that they felt like this encompasses a lot of safety concerns while still allowing them to have the college experience and have the social experience on campus.
Well, what about just having 0 nights per semester allowed? Was that ever discussed, or is that an option going forward?
I don't know the extent to which that was discussed. However, I think that would actually discourage students from disclosing who is coming on campus if they have a no overnight policy. A lot of people have siblings, cousins, friends, and family visiting from across the country, and I think it would, quite frankly, make our campus less safe to have that stringent of a rule.
Let's move on to the issue of clustering night classes. I'm a firm believer that this should have been done many years ago on campuses all across America, because we have empty buildings and long, you know, dark hallways and areas to walk through. How quickly will that take effect?
So we're looking at implementing that starting this fall semester, and we recognize that it will be a process to gather all of the classes together. But we are working on it right now, so that's something that you'll see immediately.
Parking has always been a nightmare on college campuses, not just at the University of Utah, but every campus I've ever been on. Explain to us a little bit about this safe ride. It's been described as the Uber of the U. How does that work?
So the safe ride will work so that the students will be able to contact this ride service, and it will be able to pick them up at various places on campus, again, sort of like an Uber. And the idea is just to provide more immediate rides, where before you might have to wait for the campus shuttle, this will be more immediate so that students, you know, will be encouraged to get safe rides where they want to in a way that's really accessible for them.
How large would this program have to be? Because I can tell you, if I'm a student, I don't want to walk anywhere. I would use the safe ride. I'd probably abuse it because I don't want to walk that mile across campus to get to my next class. What are the parameters of who can use it and when they can use it?
You know, I think that's something that we would have to get back to you on in terms of the exact scope of that. So I'd be happy to do a little bit of research and get back to you on exactly how many we'll be having and what that will look like. I know that this really is a comprehensive approach at transportation, and what we want is to have this, you know, the sort of Uber of the U complement our existing shuttles and other transportation options that we do have on campus. And I think your point is a good one. Of course, we need to do it in a way that maximizes use and availability to our campus community.
Michelle Ballantyne is the co-chair of the Presidential Task Force on Campus Safety at the University of Utah. The reason we have her on the line today is because the U has announced they're implementing safety changes some 10 months now after the murder of Lauren McCluskey on campus. Of course, many of us are fully aware that Lauren was stalked and killed by a sex offender who was also a parolee. In fact, he was waiting for her inside the dorm that she lived in the night of her murder. It was such a horrible, horrible tragedy. It's affected so many of us. And one of the things that I did, Michelle, after Lauren's murder was I myself drove up to the University of Utah and sat in the parking lot of the Marriott Library. And I was very unimpressed by the fact that I never saw a police car, an actual patrol car, pull through that parking lot in the hours that I sat up there at night. Yet I drove over to your police department and you had, if not a dozen or more, cop cars just parked there at the police department, you know, several blocks away and kind of hidden in the back parking lot there from the Marriott Library. Why not, at the very least, move some of those police cars over to the Marriott Library and hopefully even put a patrol officer inside them?
Well, you know, that's a great suggestion. And I think it actually overlaps well with one of the recommendations, which in connection with our sort of neighborhood centralization of night classes, we will have security that will be in those particular neighborhoods, one of which is the Marriott Library. So I think that hopefully would help address that concern.
Michelle Ballantyne, co-chair of the Presidential Task Force on Campus Safety, thank you so much for joining us. New changes, Debbie, at the U, some that I think are certainly overdue, but I like that they're doing it. A lot of times we hear it from politicians or we hear it from administrators that there's going to be big change. We're going to make some things happen. And then a year later, nothing has changed. Now that we're seeing changes, we've seen personnel changes, we've seen policy changes. I'm excited. I'm excited that they're doing something and that they're following through. I think they're to be commended.
I may disagree with you on that, but I'm going to save it because we're going to come back to this issue in just a bit.